Tonight, President Trump leaving Walter Reed Medical Center after a three-hour visit, his third in the last 13 months, declaring himself in good health. The White House says he underwent routine annual dental and medical assessments as part of his regular preventative health care. President Trump, who will turn 80 in June, writing on social media, "Everything checked out perfectly." But tonight, no further details from the president's doctor. It comes amid questions about the president's health. Photos showing bruising on his hands, which he has been covering with makeup. The White House has said it's from frequent handshaking and the use of aspirin. President Trump has also been spotted with swollen legs, which the president's doctor said is a result of chronic venous insufficiency, a benign and common condition. Earlier this year, the president revealed he received a CT scan in October after the White House initially said it was an MRI. The president's doctor said the imaging was preventative and his cardiovascular system shows excellent health. After this most recent doctor's visit at Walter Reed today, the president heading back to the White House as tensions escalate with Iran. Over the weekend, President Trump praising the negotiations, saying the two sides were getting a lot closer to a deal. But then just hours after negotiators arrived in Qatar, the U.S. launching strikes on southern Iran. Tonight, U.S. officials calling it self-defense, saying they detected alarming activity over the past 24 hours. Iranian boats trying to lay mines near the Strait of Hormuz. Iran Supreme Leader vowing retaliation, saying the region will no longer be a shield for American bases.
The president will hold a cabinet meeting here at the White House tomorrow, and we are told despite those strikes, negotiations with Iran do continue. And of course, all of this does come amid those questions about the president's health. The president was seen leaving Walter Reed earlier today, insisting that everything checked out perfectly fine.